Let's go to Edgar now in Atlanta. Hi, Edgar.
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I have a question about cannabis. I used to suffer from pretty crippling anxiety attacks, and once I was exposed to medicinal cannabis a few years ago, started using it in small quantities, and it was a lifesaver for me. Completely remarkable. I don't have the panic attacks anymore. Within the past year, I've had a dramatic reconversion experience and have come back. I mean, I was already a Catholic and an active parishioner and a tither. Now I realize I wasn't really a Catholic before, and now I am. It makes it much more pious. I'm listening to your show now. I'm interested in things like daily mass and confession that I wasn't as interested in before.
That's great.
And I still use cannabis, and I also find it to be helpful. I mean, I use it for the anxiety, but I've noticed, not, you know, smoking to pray, but I've noticed that it's helped me remember prayers, focus my prayers, seems to work as a prayer aid as well as an anxiety relief. And I'm concerned that perhaps I'm violating church teachings and doing this, and that's my question. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So let's begin by saying that one of the fundamental principles that the church has with regard to moral choices is that in the case of something like this, if you have a legitimate medical reason to seek treatment or medicine or something like that, that you would not thereby be doing something immoral if this is something that you actually need in order to be healthy. Now, how many people need this and for what things do they need this? I mean, I don't know the answer to that question. I suppose it would go beyond anxiety, but I've understood that glaucoma can also be treated with this. I'm not an expert on this, but those are some things that I've heard. So in that case, if it's something that is legitimately prescribed by a doctor and it's for your health, then you can say that it would not be immoral. On the other hand, there are reasons why smoking marijuana, and when you say cannabis, do you mean marijuana? Are those terms interchangeable in your lexicon?
Yes. It's coming from a medical dispensary, but it's still flower from the plant, right?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we were speaking about the same thing. There are other things that are problematic with it, and I've for many years now recommended a book by Jesse Romero. It's called What is Wrong with Marijuana? 50 Questions and Answers. So it's a brief book. Roughly each of the 50 questions and answers is over one or two pages at the most, but it approaches it from a variety of standpoints. So if you're looking for some additional information about what some of the harms are of marijuana, then that would be something to take a look at. But on the face of it, as far as your question is concerned, are you doing anything wrong by taking this as a medical treatment for something that is diagnosed as a problem? No, you're not. I would just be really careful that you don't wind up becoming addicted to it or you don't wind up graduating to worse drugs than that. That would be my qualification. And also read that book. I think you'll find it very informative.
I appreciate it, Patrick. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And I hope you get healthy and stay healthy.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.